everybody. Welcome to the House of Learned Monster, where you always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in, Sheesh. So glad to have you with us tonight on this special report. I told you I was hoping I would not have to do as many special reports as I had to do in 2023 and 2024. But the year is starting off that way. First of all, let me state that I have made a promise to the Lord. I was getting ready to play that lottery, that Powerball. I had my numbers all picked out and so forth. And I was told, don't play and you will win. And bigger riches. Well, as you know, the Powerball was hit, and it was hit by somebody in Michigan with my numbers. Sheesh. And I still won. Still do it all right. So I don't mind losing $800 million or $400 if we had to split it, if it was two of us, split it to. But you can't be greedy. You have to be able to give something to get something. And that's what's happening here. So I decided, well, I have to come and do a special report, even though I didn't want to, because things going on, such as there seemed to be have been a terrorist attack during the New Year's Eve festivities, where a driver allegedly filled up a whole bunch of cans full of petrol and other flammable fluids, put it in his car, rental car from the airport, and drove it into another car, which then went into a crowd of people on flames and injured a lot of people. This driver now is dead, died in a hospital, supposedly. But I told you that terrorist attacks may be on the way. Just like in South Korea, where the politician in opposition was attacked by a man, allegedly, with a knife in his throat. They like to do those types of things in Asia with knives and swords and so forth because of the culture with samurai swords and blades. So when you see somebody coming that close, you watch their hands. If you're security, I think security need to be trained better because he would have got by me as close as he was to this candidate or this leader. The security should have been ready to grab his wrist or his hand as soon as they saw that it was moving, that he was moving, and break his neck, his nose, anything. But they got him after he had made the attack on the opposition leader. But they don't listen to Mr. Larry. Maybe they need to hire Mr. Larry as a consultant to many of these people, that you wouldn't have these problems. Maybe with that $800 million, I could have set up a whole bunch of businesses that would have made more money for me. But we'll see. Also, in Colorado, there's attacks there by, I call it copycat, because of the news about Trump in Colorado. You got a lot of misfits that want to be on in the news, and so they think, well, now's the time to strike. They should have been on watch for that. Same thing in Maine. You're going to have nutcases come out of the woodworks wanting to get equal time in the media. Now, I came on board here to talk about a number of things. We're not going to do a full show. this special report, like I said. The report that they now are constantly saying that Donald Trump has put in with the state Supreme Court in Maine, where he wants to rescind the state taking him off the ballot. And hearing talk show hosts state that technically that was a wrong move to make because it might make Trump stronger. That's not our business if Trump gets stronger or weaker or so forth. If you do your job and how people perceive it to elect or not elect this individual, and he can't be elected if he's thrown off the ballot. The law is specific in the states. Anyone who has been involved in an insurrection, officer, politician, military officer, and so forth, cannot hold office in this country. It doesn't say somebody that committed a crime, robbed a bank, necessarily, but then you got state laws and local laws that may state that you can't vote, and it's legal, or you can't even register, or have a certain amount of time that you're punished so that you can't register within a certain period of time. You know, I told you about the lady that they put in prison because she registered after leaving prison to vote. That's her crime. All Donald Trump did against this country on January 6th that we know about, heard his words. The vice president under him said that he was the one that was leading the insurrection and did nothing to assist. All the officials said the same thing. The Congress, who did an investigation with their January 6th committee, recommended that he be prosecuted. Do you hear me? Not one of these hosts know that those facts. I remember things. Important things. That's an important fact. That was a recommendation of the highest order when the Congress says that somebody needs to be arrested, prosecuted, and tried. So when you have clerks whose duty is to verify who can and who cannot be on ballots, see, all this evidence in front of them, they have every legal right to say this person is disqualified for this or that particular reason, going along with the constitutional amendment against insurrection, against being a traitor, against selling out your people. He was even investigated by the Congress for being a Russian spy. This is a man that's the president. Have no shame. He walks around with a stupid grin on his face, overweight, look like a fool. Nothing he says makes sense. He is an idiot, an imbecile. But here you got everybody talking about he's the best president ever. I tell you about white people like that thinks they can get away with lying, just like those down south that did those that lynching black people, put little black children in the electric chair, murdering and throwing little black boys into the river with weights around their necks because they're supposed to whistle at a white woman. And then they sit down in the courtroom eating fried chicken and drinking Dr. Peppers and spitting tobacco juice on the floor. We got the same white people now that laughs in your face. They laughs in my face all the time. I don't give a rat's ass. I roll my eyes at them, give them the side eye. They know I don't like them. Oh, sheesh. Pappy used to say, you ain't got no need for them, do you, boy? No. And Pappy went down there where they was lynching the folks and mistreating them. Worked on the railroad 50 years while he was mistreated every day of his working by good white folks. So here's these good white folks telling us that a traitor, somebody that's an imbecile, somebody that is disrespectful even to white women, they usually didn't even want black men to walk on the same side of the street as a white woman. And in entertainment, you couldn't be on the same stage with a white woman. That's why they came up with the minstrel shows of putting black in the face. That came from black entertainers wanting to entertain. So they took burnt cork and put it across their face to make their face even darker. And act like Sambo and Raftus and so forth and Mr. Bones in order to make a dime. And white folks such as Al Jolson and others took it up from them. But it was black entertainers. See, I'm the only one that knew that. You don't see that in too many texts. But I happened to get one text, old text, that explained that in entertainment. It said that it came from black entertainers. Didn't come from Al Jolson. Didn't come from white entertainers singing Mammy. They came from black entertainers acting like Sambo in order to get paid. And if you want to pay them to be Sambo and for a black man to put on a dress and try to act like he's a black woman and you laugh at him, he laughed all the way to the bank. Many of them were rich. There was a time that Stephen Fetchett was the richest, the most powerful entertainer in the world, acting like Sambo. And sheesh. We got that right now, you know. So here I am telling you that these people think that we're stupid. They're going to say that you can't do anything to Donald Trump. Donald Trump always used that, I am a president. You can't do anything to me. I'm a city president. Now he's no longer a city president. I am a former sitting president. You can't bother me. Because if you bother me, you're going against the apple cart. You disturb the apple cart. You turn it over the apple cart. All the apples rolling. Go catch them. Don't worry about the apples. They'll be all right. Turn the damn thing over. You know Donald Trump is guilty. These Secretary of States and these clerks and so forth. I like to see it happen in cities and villages and all over that they take him off the ballot. You don't have to wait for a court to decide that. That wasn't what the law was made for. It was made for local municipalities to take in consideration this as a fact as the being a person's fitness for an office, along with residency, along with age, along with if you were a homeowner, if you paid taxes and so forth, along if you were a white man. All these things were in consideration. And they didn't want a Jefferson Davis there, you know. So we're about ready to get up and get out of here. I have dispelled all of those things. Like I said, I could have been a $800 million winner. Winning a little history. I don't care what you think about me. I love you an awful lot.